here's a story from The World.
The number is troubling, 100,000. That's how many people are on Mexico's National Registry of Disappeared and Missing Persons. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, called this a human tragedy of enormous proportions and urged Mexican authorities to do more. So what is to be done? Maria Luisa Aguilar Rodriguez is a human rights advocate with the Miguel Agustin Pro Juarez Human Rights Center in Mexico. Maria Luisa, 100,000 missing Mexicans. It is shocking. Who are these missing and disappeared in terms of gender and age?
So this is basically a tragedy that it's taking the very young generations in Mexico. 75% of the disappeared are males underage and up to 30 years old. 25% of the total are women. And regrettably, what we're seeing is an increasing of disappeared women in Mexico. Girls, very young women, up to 20 years old, who are increasingly disappearing in different parts of Mexico.
And as for the women, who are they?
In general, it's just very young women. In different parts of Mexico, their disappearances are related to cases of gender violence, cases of trafficking, or even just cases of how the violence in general in the country has been increasingly generalized and now reaching out also the women population.
I also know that part of the problem is the impunity of the perpetrators, but from what you know, who are they?
Yes. So to understand the disappearances, it's important to understand impunity in Mexico. In Mexico, around 90% of the crimes are not investigated. We only have around 2% of crimes actually solved. And so disappearances end up to be what the Committee on Enforced Disappearances of the UN called a perfect crime, because disappearances are not investigated, and that means that they are basically just perpetrated all these years. So the perpetrators could be state members, but also organized crime. But despite the fact that maybe a lot of these disappearances are committed by the organized crime, the state has a lot of responsibility in terms of the lack of searches, their consent on having a context where all these disappearances happen. So the responsibility in the state is very important to understand it in the larger context.
And when you say state member, are you referring to like the police in a particular Mexican state?
Yeah, I'm referring to the local police in many places of Mexico, but also the state police and even federal security forces in some cases.
The numbers of missing and disappeared in Mexico started skyrocketing in 2006 when Mexican authorities started going after drug cartels. So I'm wondering if that strategy increased the number of people who went missing.
Certainly. So around 97% of this whole figure of 100,000 people disappear occurred after 2006. So we really are talking about contemporary disappearances. And this is related to the security strategy. The security strategy since 2006 has been to deploy armed forces and federal forces into a lot of places in Mexico to combat the organized crime. This is something that hasn't reduced violence in Mexico, but it also has increased a lot of human rights violations.
I mean, in some parts of Mexico, parents are literally digging in the dirt to find the remains of their missing relatives. You've seen this firsthand. How has it come to that?
Definitely. In most of cases, there are mothers who have been digging on places just to search for their relatives. The crisis that is also related to the crisis of disappearances, the forensic crisis in Mexico. We have around 52,000 bodies that are recorded in Mexican institutions that haven't been identified. So there are 52,000 people who could be identified and returned to their families. Many of these bodies have actually been found because of the mother of the disappeared, because of their relatives who are searching by themselves without any help of the institutions. And actually, by doing this, pushing the institutions to do something about the crisis.
I mean, people are traumatized really for life when their loved ones go missing and never found. And yet I'm wondering how worried you are that Mexicans are becoming used to people disappearing and that somehow it's becoming normalized.
Given the dimension of the crisis, there is now this sense that disappearances are something that happen in Mexico without any explanation. And that's not true. There are many things that we have discussed around impunity and collusion of the state with organized crime that can explain it. But the families of the disappeared sometimes are still very stigmatized. And regrettably, many of them are by themselves still in a context of a lot of risks for denouncing the disappearances of their relatives. So many of the efforts that groups of relatives have been doing is trying to portray the image of their groups, but also of their relatives, to really try to touch the society. And that's why it's very important to give some idea of what is the pain and the suffering that all these families have been passing around of not knowing the whereabouts of their relatives.
Maria Luisa Aguilar Rodriguez is a human rights advocate with the Miguel Agustin Pro Juarez Human Rights Center in Mexico, speaking with us about the staggering number of 100,000 disappeared people there. Thank you very much, Maria Luisa.
Thank you very much, Marco.